Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Pittsburgh News with Ryan and Charles. I am Ryan G. Covey.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. And today we're going to talk about all the things in Pittsburgh that you don't need to know about, but you probably want to know about if you want to do something in Pittsburgh. So let's just talk with some pit stop facts real quick before we get into our sponsors. Apparently Forbes has named us the most contagious city due to our sporting events and food. We are apparently the number one food city in the United States or the next big food town. And of course, you know, go to any sporting event, collegiate or not, and you're going to have a good time. Speaking of that, Penguins score last game was 5-1. Canadians trounced them real easy and the Steelers beat the Falcons 41-17. However, Antonio Brown is facing some legal issues because he is accused of throwing furniture at a toddler in Florida from a 22-story balcony. So was it him? Nobody really knows. Probably was. If you want to learn more about all that, look it up and just do Pittsburgh News into the Google search. And other than that, let's talk about our sponsor this week, Ryan. Awesome haircuts.
Yep. You got every week, whoever you are, if you need a haircut, go get some awesome haircuts.
Yep, at any of your retailing, cutting places. I'm trying out something new myself. I have my hair not really slicked back, but it's the full back. I say not slicked because I don't have it slicked. I don't use product and such. But Ryan, what's your next haircut? And or do you just stick with the same old? Like if it works, right?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. So go get yourself a haircut or don't. It's about to be business season and you might want to get hired. If you want to get hired, get yourself a nice haircut. So thank you, Great Haircuts, for sponsoring us today. Or Awesome Haircuts, my bad. So tell me about the first story.
Yep, it's called Living in the Future's Past.
Aw, yeah, I love Future's Past.
Yep, it is occurring later today at between 7 and 9 p.m. at the Carnegie Science Center at 1 Allegheny Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222.
Of course.
Yep. The website is, it's a pretty long one, it is www.carnegiesciencecenter.org/calendar/event-detail/?EVE.
Well, that just sounds like a good time, if I'm saying so myself, so tell them about what it is.
Most glad to. Academy Award winner Jeff Bridges shares the screen with scientists, profound thinkers, and hundreds of Earth's living creatures to reveal eye-opening concepts about ourselves, our past, and our future in a way not presented on film quite like this before.
Oh, boy. And I love film, and I love Jeff Bridges. Let me tell you.
Do you even know who Jeff Bridges is?
I've heard the name. I'm not going to lie. But let's see. Jeff Bridges. I'm fairly certain he's very famous. Yeah, he's exactly what I thought he was. He's from R.I.P.D. is the movie I saw him in. He's an old white guy with a beard. I mean, that's pretty much all you need to know about him. What else has he been in? I'll tell you because I'm on his IMDb right now. He was in Bad Times at El Reno, Only the Brave, Kingsman, The Golden Circle, The Only Living Boy in New York, Hell or High Water, The Little Prince, Seventh Son, The Giver to See Beyond, and R.I.P.D.
Yep. And more on the event. Living in the Future's Past is a prescient, lush, cinematic tour de force about human nature that goes beyond politics, borders, and boundaries, sharing the paradigm of how we look at long-term problems. And you can join audiences and movie theaters nationwide for an exclusive cinema event featuring a Q&A with Jeff Bridges and filmmakers following the feature.
Well, you want to learn more about movies and you want to learn about more maybe about just specifically Jeff Bridges or the Science Center or anything like that, go down and have a good time with your eyes because visuals are the future. And also visuals are probably like the best sense, in my opinion. If I had to lose my sight, I'd probably go crazy.
Yep. And just a reminder, the event is occurring in about, what time is it? 3 hours.
Another event that occurs in 3 hours. Way to go, Ryan. So if you're not in your car listening to us right now, hop in your car and get going and also still continue to listen to us, though.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did this again, Ryan. Like, why are you like this?
I don't know, man. I just find it interesting events, and I just go for it.
I mean, that's fair. So go down to the Science Center. Don't get a speeding ticket, though, because, again, it does only occur in 3 hours. However, it's going to be Jeff Bridges, and he's a pretty big name. So, but speaking of Jeff Bridges and movies, let's talk about some sound. And speaking of sound, the sound series XX Green. Man, that transition was terrible. Sound series XX Green with special guest The Garment District. It's the Andy Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. Not triple twos. And it is the warhol.org/event/sound series Essex Green. So co-present with WYEP, which is a phenomenal radio station if you don't listen to them, or if you do listen to them and you're listening to us now, thank you. But if you want to listen to something else that's phenomenal afterwards, go listen to WYEP. Great music, great times. They share a building with NPR, so you know that the hosts are phenomenal. Anyway, the Warhol welcomes Essex Green on tour, supporting their latest release, Hardly Electronic, on Merge Records after a 12-year break since their last album, Cannibal Seed. The band, comprised of Jeff Barron, Sasha Bell, and Chris Zeter, return with their layered vocal harmony, shimmering guitars, and hook-laden organ melodies, culminating in a classic and catchy indie folk rock record that explores a range of sonic territory. Wow, that is really colorful language. The Pittsburgh Indie Pop Ensemble in the Garment District opened the evening. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. Free parking available in the Warhol lot. Tickets are $15, $12 for members and students, so get down there if you're a student, because, I mean, if you, it's my kind of music, so it would be a really awesome concert, especially for you, Ryan, who has apparently never been to a concert. It would be a great time for you. Only $12. So visit Warhol.org or call 412-237-8300.
Yep. Every week, I always try to find some music to promote. And go down to the Andy Warhol Museum because you will find Hardly Electronic interesting.
I'm sorry. Wait. Hold on. 2 seconds. First off, you can find Hardly Electronic interesting. Have you heard them?
No.
Okay, there's first thing. Okay, second thing, you try to promote music every week? When has that started to be a thing? Like, I understand we try to promote salsa dancing every week. That's something. But I do not remember. I mean, hey, man, it's fine. If we want to promote music every week, we can start, you know, just finding a local band that's coming through or just cover the concerts. I can throw them into the Pit Stop Facts.
is that
what you want?
No.
No, that's not what you want. Why would you? I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good idea. But anyway, if you want to go see a good concert, you can go ahead and see the Essex Green headliner Essex Green opened by the Garment District. Both bands sound like good titles, and it's indie folk rock, and who doesn't love them? Plus, like I said, all that colorful language that they use to describe themselves, I can't see how they wouldn't be good. But on a more serious note, Ryan.
Yeah. The Down Syndrome Association of Pittsburgh's 24th annual Buddy Walk is occurring on October 14th from 11 to 3 p.m. It is at Highmark Stadium, where the Pittsburgh Riverhounds play. And that is 510 West Station Square Drive in Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. The website is dsapgh.org/events.
Well, what's the – I know what it is. Like, it's the Buddy Walk, and it's the 24th annual. But tell them what Buddy Walk is.
The Down Syndrome Association of Pittsburgh cordially invites you and your organization to support the 2018 DSAP Buddy Walk, formerly known as the DASH. The 24th annual walk promoting awareness and support of individuals who have Down syndrome. And this is an event anyone can participate in, whether you have a loved one with Down syndrome or just want to show your support. And the tentative agenda, tentative means it's subject to change.
Thank you, comm major.
Yep. 11 a.m., doors open with fun and games. 1 o'clock, opening announcements. 1:20, buddy walk begins. 2:30, closing announcements, and then after that, there is a 50-50 and raffle winners announced. And at 3 p.m., the event is over. And you do have to pay a price for this. Adults is $7, and children 12 and under are $5.
Yeah, but if you pay, it's the same thing. It's going towards a good organization. And honestly, even if you just want to go take a walk, give them some money, take a walk, and you're getting a good organization as well to support them and their research. So, yeah, go support Down syndrome research, or not even that. Just go have a good time. You know.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking to have a good time, and that's all you really need to do. Mm-hmm. What is this little font stuff we have going on here?
I was looking at upcoming Halloween stuff, and this is
a lot of small font. Are we okay? But I'm ready for it, man. I am ready for it. Yep. Let me get my double microphones. The other one's not on, but I'm going to pretend. Yeah. Don't put it on. It's going to cause a lot of problems, all right? Yep. I just want to double fist some microphones, okay? all right, I got a microphone to my left and a microphone to my right. Let's talk about this description. Come join GPSG. Look up what GPSG stands for, please.
All right.
To kick off Halloween, costumes are encouraged, or you can just come as yourself because you're probably pretty scary. Haha! I make great jokes, but honestly, I'm probably the ugliest. However, there will be prizes for best costumes, so if you don't look scary enough, get yourself dressed up and you'll be scarier. So entry to the event, your ticket is included in this event, and it includes entry, two drinks, I assume probably soft drinks, food until it runs out. Grads tend to get a bit hungry because, you know, we're very hungry people. This event is open to Pitt graduate and professional students, and a plus one, a separate ticket must be purchased for your plus one. So this is at Pitt, I assume.
Yes, and I can tell you what GPSG stands for.
Okay, what does GPSG stand for?
Graduate and Professional Student Government.
Ah, sweet. So, all right, so if you go to Pitt, go ahead and take advantage of this because it's going to be spoopy, and you can win some stuff. You can eat, you can drink, and hang out with friends. Again, just having a good time, and that's what we're about here, is just having a good time. Sorry, I just burped into my left microphone, which is not on. So, see, that's why you shouldn't have turned the microphone on, Ryan. they hope to see you there. That was all in caps. I'm not going to yell into your ear holes, though. Additional things to know, however, with this event. Please use your University of Pittsburgh email when ordering tickets. So this is only open to University of Pittsburgh students. But if you know a University of Pittsburgh student, get on them. Tell them to get you some tickets and go. Early bird ticket sales end October 15th, 2018 at midnight, not next year, but this year. In order to gain entry into the event, you'll be required to have your Pitt ID, a state ID, or passport, your ticket, which has a QR code, so that's really nice. And forgetting these items the day of the event does not warrant a refund. You're just silly, so don't be stupid. No refunds for any reason would be considered after October 21st, 2018. Please feel free to contact events.gpsg@pitt.edu for any questions and concerns regarding this event. Tags, I assume we don't need to read those.
All right.
Date and time is Sunday. So the actual event occurs on Sunday, October 28th, if I've not already said that. It is occurring 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern D time. I should know what that means, but I don't because I'm not a newscaster. Add it to your calendar. Location is the Bakery Social, 6425 Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15206. And refunds up to 7 days before the event, but no later.
Yep. And for the other upcoming Halloween event.
Oh boy, it's the Twilight Zone. Well, good days, better nights, but I'm going to let you read it.
Yep. It's the Twilight Zone by Halloween Bash. Okay, I probably read that wrong, but who cares? It is on October.
The people who are putting on the event care, Ryan.
Yep.
But our viewers don't, or listeners.
It is on October 26, 2018. The doors open at 9 p.m. It is a 2-4 house party.
I love house parties, especially with multiple floors.
Oh, yeah. It has a live DJ, hip hop, trap, R&B, and more. It is in a huge basement.
You sound like a really good hype man right now. I really want to get more of this.
Yep. There is a lot of sound.
A lot of sound. You're not going to go with the phrasing? All right, that's fine. There's a lot of sound, otherwise known as heckin' sound.
Yep. There is drinking games and treats, although neither Charles nor myself encourage any drinking of some sort. But there is also free drinks with ticket purchase, and you'll get a band at the door for access.
I just want to say something real quick. You'd say that I don't promote drinking games. I promote drinking games in a safe environment, and do not drink copious amounts of alcohol. Play the game. Don't play yourself.
Yep. The first 20 ladies free with RSVP, and costumes are a must. So if you don't have a Halloween costume, go and get one.
Yeah. Or, you know, just make something really good. Paint yourself red. Who knows?
Yep. And moving on, the BYOB is...
Bring your own beer, just for those who don't know.
Yeah, bring your own beer is welcome. Also, if you don't want access to our refreshments bar, if you plan to bring your own beer... Text 412-499-1154 for a $5 discount on your tickets. And they are coming for you. Love the good days, better nights.
Where did you get this? Like, is this an email or like a Facebook post? Where did you find this?
No, I just looked up upcoming Pittsburgh Halloween events.
It was? Well, okay, wow, that's... All right, that's just very weird. It sounds like it comes from a bunch of frat boys, but that's just me in general. Like, stereotypical frat boys, not like, you know, I'm just saying. But either way, it's a house party. I'd probably go anyway.
Yep. Skipping the tags, the date and time is Friday, October 26th at 9 p.m., like I said earlier, but it also continues into the middle of the night on October 27th till 2 a.m. Eastern time.
Because who doesn't love a party till 2 a.m.?
Oh, heck yeah.
Aw, yeah.
And the location is at Southside Slopes, Pittsburgh, PA 15203.
No refunds. That's their refund policy. I like that.
Yep. No refunds.
Yep. But if you like late nights, let's talk about the late night tailgate at the Byam Theater, 101 6th Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222s. And the event website is trustarts.org, and look up Late Nights Tailgate when you get there. So let's talk about this, Ryan. The Late Night Tailgate is a topical and unpredictable live comedy and spirited sports discussion show. So kind of like Sports Talk in the Berg, except probably better. No, I'm kidding. RMU has the best news and shows in the world. Headlined by Steve Ranazizi. You tell me how to pronounce that because I have no clue. Sage.
Ranazizi.
All right, hey, I guess Ryan's better at this than me. He has that comm degree. Sage Rogenfels and Sarah Tiana, hilarious and opinionated comedians, athletes, and pop culture experts, because clearly everybody knows pop culture. Late Night Tailgate will tackle the biggest topics in professional and college sports, as well as touch upon current events, entertainment, pop culture, and all things incendiary and debatable. So I'm curious if throwing furniture at a toddler is already topical. Like, can we make jokes about that? I think so.
Sure.
I'm not going to make a joke about it, though, because, like, that would be my butt on the line. Anyway, Saturday Night Live co-head writer Brian Tucker will provide creative direction for the show, which features Steve
Ranazizi.
Thank you. Stand-up and commentary from a panel, including Sage Rosenfels and comedian writer Sarah Tiana. Expect interactive audience participation with games, trivia, prizes, and videos. How do you participate with I guess, like, you can choose your own video, like a choose-your-own-adventure book. Did you like those books? You ever have one?
I think I did, but that was a long time ago.
Okay, yeah, it's like you read it, it's like, turn to page 33 to go left, turn to page 44 to go right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I like those books, but I guess that's how you can participate with videos. And then trivia is easy, games is easy, and then I wonder what the prizes will be. Ooh, maybe you can have your own stand-up special there. Ooh, probably not.
Oh, that'd be what.
Yeah, you want to be a comedian?
I mean, if I can, I got to come up with jokes, but, I mean, sure.
So, like, if I give you a week, are you able to get me some stand-up for next week?
How many jokes are you looking for?
3 to 5. I'll come in with 3 to 5 jokes too.
All right, fair.
All right, next week we'll have some stand up. We'll have a panel of judges.
All right.
And we'll see who's funnier or whose jokes are funnier.
All right.
So I feel like that's going to be a good time. So, Late Night Tailgate brings sports fans and comedy lovers together for an epic event. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. That's all that's written there. I don't write my own stuff. I just get, you know, Brian just gets them off the internet.
Yep. And one last event, the Let Them Eat Cake event is, you can make waves. It is October 19th, 2018 from 8 to 10:30 p.m. It is at Hotel Monaco. I think I butchered that. I'm sorry if I did. But
that sounds about right. Hotel Monaco.
Yeah. It is at 620 William Penn Place. In Pittsburgh, PA, 15222, and the event website is, this is a long one, midwifecenter.org/pages/letthemeatcake 2018.
All right, there we go.
Yep, and attention cake lovers, enjoy the sweetest party in Pittsburgh while supporting safe, personalized, and reproductive care for individuals and families in the Pittsburgh region. Let Them Eat Cake will feature the fabulous decorated cake gallery in Hotel Monaco's stunning Colin Foyer, I don't know how to pronounce that, and a cake tasting featuring underwater-themed cakes by the region's best bakers and decorators.
I love cake.
So do I.
We'll stop right here now. All right, we're going to have a discussion before we continue this. All right, we both love cake, clearly. But are you more of a pie guy?
No.
Good. All right. We can be friends still. Like, cake is the clear superior dessert food.
Yep.
Like, I will give pie only whenever it does not have a top. Whenever it is just crust and then filling, it is okay. However, cake is still better.
Yes.
But whenever it has a crust, like, I'm talking not Dutch apple, but like regular apple with like the really dry crust. You just can't have the dry crust. You gotta have a moist cake and moist pie. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did moist hurt you? Do you not like that word?
No, it's all right.
Oh, okay. I just, like you said, and I was concerned about with your ears.
No, you're fine. Where was I? Plus a silent auction, Horse Day over this, refreshments from the bar, and more. Don't miss the sweetest party in Pittsburgh. Benefits the Midwife Center for Birth and Women's Health.
So it has a promotion, so you can go eat cake and support. That is the best thing, I feel. It's you can eat cake and still feel good about it because you're supporting a foundation.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
Essentially, you're supporting expecting mothers.
It's gonna be a good.
Yep.
It's the same thing as eating Halo Top. You get 20 grams of protein, but instead of this time, you just get to help 20 people by eating a slice of cake.
Yep. And before we continue, there's one thing that I like to say. This weekend, myself and some other people that I work with, we are going down to Philadelphia for
the... It'll be like to the right, not down. You're going up and to the right to Philadelphia. It's the same. I'm just messing with you.
yes. Some people that I work with and myself, we are going down to Philadelphia for the Mid-Atlantic Emmy Awards. So just a quick story. I was one of the camera people for a Army men's hockey broadcast versus Bentley. So I would just like to say, come just support us. Like, support us, share us on, whatever. And
can we get in, though, without tickets? I thought it was, like, a closed event. Like
it is a closed event.
Okay, is it a live, like, production that you know? Is it broadcasted?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yeah. Yes, it is a closed event, but just cheer us on from afar. Hope that we win. We are going up against Temple University. And also, try to support Gage Golding as well. He's a person that I work with, and he is up for a Mid-Atlantic Emmy for his demo tape. Yep. So, Gage, if you're hearing this, shout out to you. I hope you get your Emmy. You very much deserve, because you are like one. You are a goat, my dude.
A goat. Wow. All right. And let's hurt everybody else's feelings, Ryan, at the same time.
Charles, you're the goat too.
You can't just give everyone the goat title, all right? Not everyone can be the greatest of all time, all right? That goes to one person, hence greatest of all time. But thank you, I appreciate it.
Yep.
So from there, let's talk about this weather that's ridiculous. There's no sweater weather in sight. It's a couple more 80-degree days. But, however, I think over the weekend we are going to get some sweaters, so that's going to be nice because I like sweater weather. Yourself, are you a T-shirt man, or do you like that in-between, like, hoodie weather?
I like the hoodie weather.
The hoodie weather. That's what I'm thinking, yeah, because, like, everyone loves a good hoodie.
Yep. I'm looking at the weather for right now for Coraopolis, and, it starts on Friday. It starts hitting in the 50s, and it just keeps going from there.
Oh, there we go, then.
Yep.
But from there, let's also talk about the power outage this morning. It is not only just RMU's campus. Duquesne Light has reported thousands without power 18 hours ago. So,
18 hours ago, it was like...
Oh, yeah, but still, it was like, you know, repercussions from that most likely that had the power go out on campus. So that's interesting. But the bigger, more important things are the five places for pierogies near Pittsburgh, okay? You want to hear them?
Yes.
All right.
So I love pierogies.
Hopefully they give me the... right places here. No, it does not give me a name. Oh, that's really stupid. Hands down, the best pierogies I've ever had. Both the potato cheese and jalapeno and cheese and feta were incredible. Oh my god, cheese and feta and cheese. Oh my god, I love jalapenos. They were perfectly cooked and made us want to go back and try every filling. It's not telling me where this place is, though, and I'm kind of upset about it, because then there's two out of five. This is a really dumb list, I have to say. Action News 4, you should really up your games. Like, what is happening here? It's just five places. It's just giving me quotes and then the pierogies. Like, the pictures look great. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love pierogies.
Oh, myself even more.
Yeah, oh, you're going to love pierogies more? I mean, what's your favorite filling, bro?
Cheese and potatoes, man.
I mean, I get it. It's a classic, whatever. But, like, I don't know. It just gets boring. Because, like, I need some sort of texture in there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I like a crunch. All right. Well, did you put onions on top?
Oh, yeah. Sautéed.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we can work with that. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Sautéed with butter.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, I'm seeing one here with sauce. Do you put sauce on your pierogies? Like, I'm talking, like, marinara.
Oof. If I have a pizza filling.
There's a pizza filling?
Pierogi? To my knowledge, I don't think there is, but let me look that up.
That'd be really good. I mean, I feel like it'd be fairly simple, I mean, because pierogies are easy. Well, I don't know. Are they easy to make? Yes and no. Because they're essentially just like little mini pies. You just put your filling in, you fold them over. They're essentially dumplings, really.
Essentially. But
is there a pizza filling?
The pizza pierogi filling. And I'm looking at this WordPress website. It's from the JW's Dude Japan. That's a weird title, but let's see. And I can't access it because it is a protected blog.
All right, well there you go. But there is a pizza filling, so I guess having some sauce on that. See, my favorite filling, and it has to be my favorite because I love spicy and I love crunch, is the jalapeno and cheese.
Oh,
it's gonna be dope.
Yeah,
And then put some jalapenos on top of there, saute with some onions. Oh, oh, it is. It's going to be heaven.
Oh, my God. Get some water with that because jalapenos are pretty spicy.
You see, man, I ain't no wimp. I eat jalapenos for breakfast.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I put jalapenos. Well, okay. I don't eat jalapenos whole, but I put jalapenos on like my sandwiches in the morning. I make an egg sandwich, put your curry and stuff on that egg sandwich, like in the eggs, I guess. Scramble that stuff up. Put it on a bagel. Get some sriracha on it because who doesn't love sriracha? And or hot sauce. Frank's right, of course, because that is the only hot sauce that matters. And then you put some jalapeno slices for the crunch along with some banana pepper slices. And then you top it with like, you put it on a bagel and you have a good breakfast sandwich. Throw some cheese on there too. Get the creaminess. Pretty quality.
Oh.
Well, but if you really want to get crazy, you put a blueberry bagel. Yeah, yeah. I bet you'd like, do you really think that? Like, would you eat a blueberry bagel egg sandwich?
I mean, yeah, I would.
Okay, hey, man, I respect it. You know, yeah. I give kudos to you. Because a lot of people I tell that to are like, I don't know about that. Eggs and blueberries. But it's like, it gives that savory sweetness that you really like.
I mean, you get three supplements. You get the dairy group.
Okay.
With the eggs, that's dairy. I guess, and protein.
I was going to say, eggs aren't dairy.
I'm thinking protein, excuse me.
Okay, so you get your protein, you get your like natural stuff there, yeah.
Yep. Grains.
Grains from the bagel.
And fruit.
Fruit. What about veggies?
Ah.
Yeah, you get your veggies from the jalapenos and banana peppers. That's right. And then you get your dairy from the cheese. See, I have a perfect, like, perfectly balanced sandwich right there. What else am I missing? Is there anything else? I guess sweets, but you don't really put sweets. I guess the blueberries would kind of count for your sugars. They're a natural sugar, though. Even though I guess if they're in a bagel, they're probably not.
Yeah, no, it's not like chocolate or anything.
No, it's not chocolate, but it's not exactly still super healthy. But anyway, yeah. You know, it's still, I got all the food groups in that one sandwich right there. So that's how you should start your days. And or put them on waffles. Because a waffle sandwich is also a quality sandwich.
Yeah, so what I do for breakfast.
Okay, what do you do for breakfast, right?
On Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays if there's time, I usually go down to the Colonial Cafe downstairs.
Oh, okay, so you're getting your premium food. Understandable. Yeah.
I usually get cheesy scrambled eggs because I love cheesy scrambled eggs.
I mean, that's fair. Yeah, eggs are great. I don't usually put cheese, but I respect it.
Bacon.
Okay, classic.
And then either potatoes or sausage.
Potatoes or sausage. Okay, so you go like for your two meats and your eggs.
Yeah.
No, like no pancakes or waffles.
I never tried like their Belgian waffles, but I'm not really fond of how their pancakes look.
No, what do they look like?
This is like really small. It's like I need a big pancake.
Okay, so you like a pancake the size of your face?
Yes,
that's understandable. What about a pancake that looks like your face? Would you eat that?
I mean, it's food, so yeah.
You're an animal. I would not eat that. That was art. I would frame that and then just have a constant pancake of Ryan looking at me every day. You know, I'd look back at him and be like, hey, and you'd be like, hey, and then I'd start off my day great, especially with that sandwich as well. And then, Joe, just for you, sometimes I throw bacon on it because, you know, you're the pancake portrait if you would be telling me to.
Yep. I mean, you can also put a bacon stash up.
A bacon stash? I feel like I'm going to put a bacon stash. I'm going to need more stash out of you first. Or move your hands. Let me see if you got the stash. With the mic. You got to get a bushier. You got to let it grow. Like, it'll get there, but you got to let it grow if you're going to have me put a bacon stash on that.
Yep.
Maybe I'll put bacon glasses.
Yeah.
I'd say bacon glasses, and then I'll put a sausage stash if you grow the stash out.
Yeah. I've actually grown out my facial hair a little. The longest I've ever done it is 3.5 months.
All right. I mean, I respect it. I'm just saying, like, if you want the bacon stash or the bacon glasses and the sausage stash, you got to grow it out again.
Yep.
Winter's coming. Your face is going to get cold. And unless you're going to don scarves, I don't know if it's going to go too well for you. Your face is going to get all blue and stuff. You won't be able to talk. And I have to host the show all by myself. Ryan, I can't do that.
I promise, Charles, I will be here.
All right. Well, then you better grow out your facial hair.
Yep. And also, just a little side note. Next semester is actually your last one, which means I need to start looking for a replacement for you next semester.
So what, you're going to start putting out wanted ads right now?
I'll think about it.
I see how it is. But anyway, so thank you for joining us today for another awesome episode of Pittsburgh's Newest. I enjoyed myself. Ryan, did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
All right, good. And I hope the audience also enjoyed themselves. And hopefully you're getting down to, what is that, the Living in Futures Past for that event today.
Yes, because it is occurring in about
2 hours.
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Oh, well, you know, that gives you just enough time to go see our sponsor, Awesome Haircuts, to look fresh and, you know, maybe get a date while you're down there or just make a good impression with Jeff Bridges and get a Hollywood gig, because if you're an actor and we got you that acting gig, I want some royalties, I'm not going to lie. And because Awesome Haircuts got you there, which is our sponsor, well, bam. So thank you for joining us today. It's been another review episode, and we hope to see you again next week.
Yep. Sign off. I'm Ryan G. Covey.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen.
Bye.
Toodaloo.